Okay, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Great faith chapter in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 16. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Of course, in this great passage on faith, we have a number of illustrations of what really faith looks like in the life of a true believer. And here we have a statement of the patriarchs who had been promised the land of Palestine. And verse 13, they all died in faith. They didn't see the promises fulfilled. Abraham died, Isaac died, Jacob died in Egypt. They all died having not seen the promises, received the promises, but having seen them, verse 13, afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them, and confess they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. Now, you know, I think I'll start with the great point here that really focuses. They says that they desire a better country. And we see that faith, among many things, has a specific value system. It has a value system. And all that they could see on this earth, and all that God had promised them, they saw that there's something better. And you know, each one of us are faced with that same reality in life. There's a lot of things in this life. And America is a very rich country. And life is very comfortable. And there are many opportunities in this life. And there are many pleasures and situations and opportunities in this life and in this world. You could fill your life with things. You could fill your life with, things to do, places to go, enjoyments to enjoy. I mean, this life is unlimited to all of these opportunities, especially in the hour in which we live. You know, so many of our parents, I think my parents, they grew up in a situation where they had very few opportunities. Their opportunity was to work. That was their opportunity. And I remember my dad telling me that that when he was growing up, that at Christmas time they were glad to get an orange. They were glad to be able to have an orange. And the only reason they had an orange for Christmas was because at that time his two older sisters had a job outside of the house and provided enough money that they could have something special for Christmas. And so their life was on the farm. They never had a vacation, never went anywhere outside of where they lived. They didn't do any other thing than work. That's what they did in life. I suppose they went fishing once in a while or something like that. I don't know where they went, but they talked about once in a while they went ice skating on the pond next door. and things like that, but very few opportunities in life. But today we have lots of opportunities. You could fill your life with dream vacations every year and these fun things. But, you know, you have to ask yourself, is there something more valuable? You know, is there something better? And Abraham and Isaac, they realized there was something better. And there is a heavenly kingdom, and the future in heaven was far better than anything that this life offers. And you know, that is what faith is all about. If ye be then risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. And we have to ask ourselves. I remember John Gatch, he preached a sermon. He always had some great titles, didn't he? His sermon title was, most people know cost. What do they say? The cost of everything, but they don't know the value of anything. They know the cost of everything, but they don't know the value of anything. And but the Bible says that faith has a value system. A value system. And you boys and girls listening to these missionaries, wow, what a value system they had to give their life, to serve God, to do something. The world probably thought they were throwing away their life. But they were looking for a better country. And so faith has a value system that is completely different than the world. And we know that this world has a twisted value system. And there's so much that this world is involved in, and they have no time for God. Because they aren't people of faith. Now, it also tells us that faith has a special vision. They have a special ability to see things that other people don't see. And the Bible says in verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off. They had spiritual vision. They could see how this was going to turn out. And it talks about same thing Moses. He had spiritual vision. In verse 27, it says, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Boy, I tell you, that could have been right in front of his eyes, right? And he'd been trembling and all worried about that. But he says, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He saw God. He saw what was invisible. And the world can only see that which is visible. But God's people, they get to see that which is invisible. You know, faith has different eyesight than unbelief. You know, a faith sees opportunity. Doubt sees the obstacles. Right? And, all they can do is see the present. And only see the present. Only can see in front of their face. But faith sees the future. Wow. What a great thing that we can see beyond the earthly, and we can live beyond an earthly kingdom, and we can see with our sight the values and the greatness of the heavenly kingdom. They said it was better. That is better. Wow. Better. That's, man, you know the earth. I think of when the astronauts first went up and they took the pictures of the earth. It was so beautiful. You know, it was so beautiful. And not too long ago, one of this, one of these guys, the billionaire that put the rocket ship in, you know, a few miles out of the earth, you know, and they said, "What did you see?" And he said, "Darkness." But in the middle of that is a beautiful earth. And there is same thing with spiritual eyesight. Spiritual eyesight sees what is truly beautiful, what's important. Now, we know the whole book chapter 11 of Hebrews is about faith, and we all know that this is a chapter of action. You know, it tells us what faith looks like, and it's always telling us that faith is a word of action. You know, faith does something. The Bible says, verse 4, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Well, he did something. By faith, Noah, what did he do? He did something. He built an ark. What about Abraham? He did something. He left Haran. He left Ur of Chaldees, left Haran, and he went to a place he didn't know where he was going. He obeyed God. He did something. You know, faith is a very much an action word. And throughout this chapter we have action. You know, it takes some faith to get up and do something for God. It takes some faith to get up and do something. And here we find that in this passage, this particular verse, the action was, well, they could have went back. You know, they didn't see the promises fulfilled. They could have just, well, let's go back to better places. Well, you know, they say Ur of Chaldees, in the time of Abraham, was quite a modern city. It had a modern sewage system, had running water. It was quite a city. And think of that Abraham left that and he went to Canaan. I don't think there was any city that had any running water. Now, maybe there was something close to it, but some of those cities in the mountains that captured all the rainfall and kept it for a year, they had some quite brilliant irrigation systems. But, we know even by the time of David, they had to go outside the city to get the water. It wasn't until Hezekiah that they had water in the city when they built the tunnel. But here, Abraham, he went from luxury to living in a tent. Now, living in a tent can be okay, I guess. People still do it. But I prefer not to live in a tent. It's just, kind of a rough life. The Bible says that by faith he endured. Why? Because he had faith that God was going to keep his promise and that there was something better. And so he endured the hardship of being a pilgrim, of living in a tent, forsaking, and because he had faith, he didn't think about going back to Ur. And you know, sometimes people think about going back to the world. They think about going back to the world. They think about, maybe they think about, oh man, if I didn't tithe, just think of the nice car I'd have. Or if I didn't tithe, just think of all that money. Well, probably you wouldn't have any anyhow. That's how the devil works. It takes faith to do what is right even when it's difficult. And that's what we see with Abraham. It wasn't all roses. It was he was enduring living in a tent when, as a youngster, he grew up in the luxury of Ur of Chaldees. And the reason he lived that way was because of faith. He believed God. Well, you know, everything in life really centers around faith, if you think about it. Everything in life really centers around faith. And if we're living in the realm of faith, if we're living in unbelief, if we are going forward, it's because we decide to go forward by faith. It's not by sight. It's by faith. And, you know, faith makes important decisions. And faith takes risks. You know, it really isn't a risk. But Jesus said, he that will lose his life will save it. And anytime a young person makes a decision that they're going to surrender their life, they have to deal with these issues. They have to deal with what's better. And you know what? To think that God's things are better, you have to have spiritual eyesight. And to know, to have that vision and to have those values, you have to have real faith. Now, I trust that we are truly thinking correctly. I'm sure after even a day at Vacation Bible School, it's like, oh boy, man. And you maybe even you ask yourself, is it worth it? All this effort, all this work, is it worth it? Well, either we can live in the realm of faith or we can live in the realm of doubt. Amen. And the Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And even as we go forward this week and forward in our church, remember, there is the temptation to be caught up in unbelief. And unbelief hinders the hand of God. And the Bible tells us that the tremendous sin of unbelief. And yet, we also know that faith is the key. And it is also a spiritual a reality, spiritual battle that every one of us face in our lives. And tonight, the challenge is, are you living in the realm of faith? Or are you struggling with unbelief? Let's pray. Father, pray that you'll bless these truths. And Lord, over and over, we realize that we have to choose to trust you, to believe you, and to rely upon you and be persuaded that what you said you are also able to do, even if it's beyond our comprehension, even if we don't see how it could be. And Lord, there's so many things that we need to trust you for. And Lord, we'd ask that you will work, even the next couple days of Vacation Bible School. Work in an unusual but great way, Lord. And the hearts, we rejoice to hear about children whose hearts are being tenderized by the word of God and informed. And we pray that you would help all of us, Lord, to realize the importance of planting the word of God and sowing the word of God. And now, Lord, we help us to trust you to do the work and bring about fruit. And that what we do will make a difference, Lord, not only now, but in this community Lord, that you will do a work drawing people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for these children whose hearts have come unto the realization of their sinfulness. Might they, Lord, truly come to understand that they need Jesus to change their heart, to give them a new heart. And not only that, but they need Jesus to be their Savior. And pray that you'd work in these next couple days, as well as moms, that they would get it, Lord, that and dads on Friday, that they would get it, that it wouldn't just be words, but that you would take the message and the truth that only, not only are they hearing, but they're help them to see that there's a difference with the truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.